Good morning, Rabboisai! Sponsored by Yossi, complete Refuah Shleima for Gavriel ben Esther Chaya. And please daven for Yonah ben Osnat, an 8-year-old boy undergoing invasive surgery this morning. It should be Matzliach, and he should have a quick and complete Refuah. Ksiv v'chasim v'toyva to all. Refuah Shleima. Lilin Shmasimi Merosi Rus Pasmardachai. Thank you. Anonymously by Kalman of the Five Towns for Chaya Bas Yisrael Lili Neshama. The Sterling family, in honor of the engagement of Eitan Simcha Sterling to Rochel Kaplowitz. Very similar to Maya Kala. Kaplowitz. Rabboisai, just want to remind everybody, tomorrow here in Mabit Shemesh, see him at 8 p.m. Amazing food, I'll talk about it a little bit later. New York, New Jersey, Thursday, 7:30. Please sign up to all these things. Miami, Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Chicago, there is over a million already in Chicago. Rabbi, it's unbelievable. Nisim are happening. Thursday at 8 p.m. Toronto, Wednesday at 7:30. London, 7:45. Manchester, Wednesday, 7:30. Uman, Sunday at 9 p.m. That's you? How many people you got? No, seriously? 15 already in Uman?
More than Chicago, 15,000 people.
Yeah, there's no one at the Gura, and there's 15
people. Rabbi said, listen to this. I highly, highly recommend joining the Siyumim. Even if you're not part of the Daf and you're thinking about coming, join so you understand what's going on, understand the Mishpacha. The guys in Manchester are encouraging all the new guys that are about to start Beitza to come. So all the places you should come. Ron Sterling says, only 40 seats left? Oh, very nice. There's only 40 seats left and we just started last night. Okay, in Beit Shemesh. The food is from Smoking Teas. It's amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Ron Sterling, thanks again to you and the MDYT for your encouragement and efforts to make davening full and relatable. He says that he started, I can't hear myself already. What is going on here? Guys. Okay, we'll talk about all the reservations later. They're talking reservations now. I did not sign up. I arrived, Nachman signed up for me. The kids are, Ron Sterling arrived in Eretz Yisrael. He missed me because I went to the wedding. And when I got back, he had just left. But he says like this, during my trip to Eretz Yisrael, I fell behind in the daf. And I've always been encouraged by your words and advice that what? You just pick up where you fell off and you keep on going. A few days before I was to return to Eretz Yisrael, to the U.S., I was behind on Daf 25, which includes the section of the obligation of Chasan and Sukkos. You always tell us that the Daf speaks to us and we need to know the rules for them to use. That night, I got a call from my son who's in BMG in Lakewood. Kitzer, he wanted to go meet the Kala, and one week later, and that's why he's sponsoring today, they're engaged. So Mazel Tov on my son's marriage, and thank you for keeping me on track. I always will remember Sukkah, Daf, Chof, Hey, Ronnie Sterling. Now, Ronnie said that he fell behind when he was in Eretz Yisrael. Last night, Gershon and I, we went to this restaurant, and we tasted all the food. I'm on a diet, so it's okay. We tasted literally everything. And that's how we picked the menu. And there, in the restaurant, there was a gentleman by the name of Abe Newman and his wife. His wife recognized me, not him. Here he is. Many of you will recognize him from Zoom. He's on dialysis. A lot of times he listens to the shir while he's in bed and whatever. And he told me an incredible story. Not such a good one. He said he was doing the daf from 1990. And he did it for 6 years with the Torah tapes. And then he was on vacation once. And because he's on vacation, he didn't have the Torah tapes. So he fell off for 3 weeks. And that was it. He never went back. So he's missing 1 year of Shas. 6 years straight. And he said, had he known this idea of just jumping back, not trying to make it up, he would finish Shas minus 3 weeks and even made it up. But he would finish Shas at least. So we have to learn from Abe. His name is really, he told me his name is Avram Yitzchok. All right. What else do we have here? Leah Manacheri says, my family wants to thank you for the amazing shiurim. I have to say that I've been learning more every day, Baruch Hashem, for the last year. And your shiurim are now the highlight of my night. My kids listen to your shiur as they learn in the dining room. My 4-year-old son, Benjamin, woke up on Shabbos morning and said the famous phrase, "Good morning, Rabbeisai." Here's a short clip of him saying, "I don't have the thing. I don't know if we could play it."
Good morning, Rabbeisai.
May Hashem reward you and your family for making learning fun again. Chazak Baruch, Leon Manasheri, Great Neck, New York. Jay Nathanson, Shalom Aleichem. I've never been a WASG, a WhatsApp status guy, but with the coaching of Yeshua Aaron Price, I posted the 8-minute daf flyer with the fish on my status. Moments later, I got a message from my friend, Reb Ben Leibovich, Rebbe Nativ Aryeh, who said he's your neighbor. He lives in my building. Mevaseret. With the Yeshua's continued coaching, I don't think that's what it was meant for. No, the WhatsApp was more to get guys to come to the shir, not to say the neighbors. Whatever, fine. Also works. Hopefully none with the nivel peh. He's talking about the video. Shkoyach, Jay Nathanson. P.S. All the shy guys from New York and New Jersey should chap arayin and come to YCQ on Thursday night. Here's an interesting one. I'm not going to say the name. Hello. I know this may come across as a strange question to a very busy Rav that does so much for Klal. My husband recently started learning the daf and really enjoys it, thanks to you. Do you have any ideas what I can buy him for Yontav that can help along on this learning of the daf or something related to your shir? I really appreciate it. Tiskel mitzvahs. It's funny that she asked. Yesterday, I received a text and I almost fell off my chair. And I think this could be perfect for her. This is a flyer going around in Muncie. Sukkah decorations. I think she should buy the large size for only $135. If you need any of this, yiddyleibowitz.com and 10% goes to MDY. Amazing. This is another page for Gavid Elio.
This is the cover of Gavid Elio. You make the sukkah decorations.
I can't even make this up.
That's real?
This is real. This is real.
That's real?
It's real. I didn't make this up.
It's a welcome
back. Comment from the Five Towns.
Oh,
my jet ski. See you.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hope all is well. Thank you for the Torah. I've learned because of you and the man I've become as a result of that Torah. As you know, day one in Bracha is not about, if not for you, Kamen of the Five Towns would be even more of an Am Haaretz than he is today. It's his mother's yard side, Chavai Zisrael, and Mamiri. I'm doing a Siyum of Five Towns at Yismach Moshe, Widmer. It's not a competition with the other official MDY. Thursday is planning to go in there as well. It's a special Siyum of marrying my mother. He would be honored if the Chever can join in uplifting your neshama. Da, 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 da. And many of the guys from the shul who are already MDY members. Some kitzer. Da, 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 da. Also, I apologize for not coming to the last two events you had in the Five Towns. He's steiging away in Monticello. Oh, that's what he's saying. This picture is of him in Monticello steiging away on his jet ski. And that's why he couldn't come to the Five Town event. Okay, beautiful. Rabbeisai. We're here on the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Omar Meisvei. So, what is this? Rabbeisai, yesterday I'm not going to say the name. Yesterday, somebody walked over to Nachman Seltzer and said that they loved the shir and they gave $1,800. So it's anonymous. Why do they love the shir again?
Believe that what you do for Klai Yisrael is tremendous.
Beautiful. Shkoyach. Thank you. $1,800. Hope to see you at the Siyum Bezer Hashem.
Want to give to the Gemara as they're there?
Want to give to the Gemara. Big fan. Okay. Shkoyach. Meisvei. Rosh Chodesh Achalis B'Shabes. Shil Shavuot. You're just jealous, Noam. Bezer Hashem, they'll come out with sukkah decorations of you one day. The Menahel of Tom Edvara. $135. They should sell in Tom Edvara.
He's selling them.
Of who? Of me or you? Of me. You know, it's $135. I can afford to give it for free.
$400 suit with your face on it.
Meisvei, Reish Chodesh Chalis B'Shabbos. Okay, so we're talking about like this. Rav Acher Bar Chinina said that every time we mention a Musaf, if it's Shabbos, Yontif, then we do 9 blowing of the shofar for each Musaf. So you have Rosh Chodesh, you have two times 9. So we have a question, and this is going to actually destroy the Shida. Rosh Chodesh Chalis B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, so according to Rav Acher Bar Chanina, it should be what? You should blow 18 koilos. Shil Shu Rosh Chodesh Doicha Shil Shu Shabbos. You don't do two. You only do Rosh Chodesh. V'Yisa, and if Rav Acha Bar Chinin is right, Leim the Shabbos, V'Leim the Rosh Chodesh. What is the problem? Let's do both. Amar Rav Safra, my Doicha Ligdai. The pshat is that we go, we do Rosh Chodesh first. That's what it means, Doicha. It doesn't mean that we get rid of Shabbos completely. We do Rosh Chodesh first. V'amai, as the Gemara, Todir, V'sheina Todir, Todir Koidim. Why is Rosh Chodesh before Shabbos? There's many more Shabbosim than Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, whatever is more common goes first. So Tosis asks Akasha, B'loi Rav Safra, Yochalak, she's Kane. Why did the Gemara wake up now and ask Todir, V'sheina Todir? We could ask the question beforehand. So nothing to do. If you're going to push off Rosh Chodesh, instead of Shabbos, why push over Rosh Chodesh when it's not as common as Shabbos? Why does the Gemara say it now? Because there are those that say that Tadr Shein and Tadr Kaidim is only when you don't push something off completely. When you have two things in front of you, you should make the bracha on what's more common. You should do the thing that's more common. But if you're going to get rid of one, says you don't have a problem with Tadr. But if that's the case, then they ask Akasha. The Mogen Avraham asks Akasha. Let's say on Shabbos Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, we say a Haftarah for Chanukah. Why? Why is Chanukah, which is not as Tadr, come before Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos? So they say different things. There's a, because the Pirsumi Nisa maybe, but here's a case where you push off something completely, according to Tosfos. That's something that's pushed off completely. There's still a problem of Tadr V'Sheina Tadr. So if you push off the Haftarah of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh completely, it should be a problem of Tadr V'Sheina Tadr. Why don't you say the Haftarah of Shabbos? Why are you saying the Haftarah of Chanukah? Now, I said this story many, many times, but because it is my favorite story, my number one story, I have to say it again. The story of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And for the new guys who might have not heard it, there was a Bachar Bar Mitzvah boy who was preparing his Haftarah. And he prepared the wrong Haftarah because he didn't realize Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, whatever it was. So they came to Rosh Chodesh Zalman Auerbach, saying it quickly because everybody knows the story inside out, but Chazara. Comes to Rosh Chodesh Zalman Auerbach and he says, what should I do? So Rosh Chodesh Zalman Auerbach said, since the boy prepared it, we don't want to embarrass the boy. Let him say the wrong Haftarah in Shul. He says, wrong Haftarah? Yes, tell everybody Rosh Chodesh Zalman Auerbach passing the wrong Haftarah. Cover the brios of the boy. Okay, so the day of the Bar Mitzvah comes and the father is trembling as he's walking to shul, nervous from all these Talmid Chacham, they're going to attack him. He walks into shul, and there is Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach sitting in the front of the shul. And he says, Rebbe, what are you doing here? He says, I knew that the Olam is going to give you trouble. They're not going to believe you. I'm here to paskin that the boy should read the wrong Haftarah. And it says in the book that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was 87 years old when the story happened, and he walked over an hour in each direction to protect his boy, to protect the father. And I think it's an unbelievable ma'isa. Anyway, it's not Ruach HaKodesh. Nobody had a baby 9 months later. Just chesed of walking, 87-year-old walking for 2 hours. All right. Says the Gemara. Who? He was nifter when he was 84. No, he wasn't. 9 months later, he came back. Thanks for ruining the story. You know what? You should get together with my wife. I killed 6 terrorists with my bare hands. No, that's not what happened. It was 5. Say a beautiful ma'isa. No, he's 84. So, why? Why does Rish Chodesh come before anything else? We want to let the world know Rish Chodesh happened now. There's already another hacker. We already do something for that. What? Chelvei Tamid Shel Shachar. It's a big balagan today, but only this picture, hopefully. This is the Mizbeach. Here we go. Here's the ramp. This is where we put the chalavim, all the parts of the Tamid go on the Kevesh, then the Kohanim go off, they dive and they do whatever they do, Ketores, that's the, and then they put it on the Mizbeach, so it sits here. Where do they put it? There's a very specific spot. You take the Kevesh, the green line, halfway, and you split it into four, or three really, but you put the Tamid over here. Musaf goes on the other side. The reason is very simple. Tamid has to be brought on the Mizbeach first. So we don't want to get confused between the Musaf and the Tamid. So we know everything on the right side is Tamid, that goes up first. Vishal Musafim nitanim chatzi kevesh ulamata b'marim. It goes on the other side. Vishal Rosh Chadashim nitanim tachas karkov v'mizbeach ulamata. Karkov is this red guy. And if you make a line, here's the green line from the karkov, below the green line to the halfway point. That's where the Musaf goes. Beautiful picture. So, top of Nun Hei, V'omar. Why do we do it like this? Why do we put it up there? To tell people that you should know that Rish Chodesh didn't have calendars. Rish Chodesh was in time. So, why do we need two Hekerim? One, you push off Shabbos. You do Rish Chodesh before Shabbos, I should say. And the second one is where you put the meat on the Mizbeach. Two Hekerim to show that today is Rish Chodesh. Rish Chodesh was done in time. If you notice this one, you'll realize if you notice that one. Okay, so we did two. Meisvei. Again, Rav Acha Bar Chanina holds that every time Musaf is introduced, if there's two Musafim, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, you blow the shofar once for each. The Tani Rav Bar Shmuel Yochel Kshem Shetoykim Al Shabbos B'fini Atzmoi V'al Rosh Chodesh B'fini Atzmoi. I would think that you blow the shofar twice. Bam, in the story, it says Mefurish. I would think that you blow the shofar two times. No, you only blow the shofar once. Okay, now let's understand. What is Uvaroshe Chachechem? Where do you see that in the words? My Talmud, Omar Abaya, Omar Kro, Uvaroshe Chachechem, Hukshu Ko Chadashim, Kulam Zelaze. And the Rosh, all of your Rosh Chadashim, they're all equal. And therefore, just like on a typical Rosh Chodesh, there's only one Musaf, there's only one Tkiyah, or nine times one. So therefore, if there's a Rosh Chodesh, like Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Chodesh, only once, you don't do it twice. Rav Ashi Omar, Ksiv Chodshechem, Uksiv Uver Roshay. So Chodshechem, not Chodshechem, Chodshechem is singular. Uksiv Uver Roshay, it's plural. Beitz Chodesh Yesh Lishnei Roshim, where do you have Roshe, plural, there's two heads on one Chodesh. That would be Havi Omer, Zer Rosh Hashanah. Amazing. We're approaching Rosh Hashanah. We're discussing Rosh Hashanah over and over again. Barachmana, Chachachem, Chadi. You only blow the shofar nine times, not 18. Void. Tanya B'chol Shomayim. An Chol Amayim. Okay. The Gemara tells us exactly what Kapitel Tehillim to say for the Shir Shal Yom on Sukkot Chol HaMoed. We're starting from Chol HaMoed, not on Yontif. B'chol HaShemayid, B'rishoy Mayu Oimrim, Havu LaHashem B'nei Eilim. So Rashi goes into very long arichas here. I'm not going to remember everything that Rashi said, but Rashi goes in, each day, why would you say this is for the Rishoy? Rishoy, Mizvah, Havu LaHashem B'nei Eilim. Klai Yisrael's coming to the Beis HaMikdash, greeting Hashem, Kol Hashem Bnei Eilim. And we say, Kol Hashem Al HaMayim, this is talking about Nisach HaMayim. Beautiful, fits right in. V'asheni Mayo Imrim, V'lo Rosh HaOmar Alikim. Now, this is Perek Nun. It starts off Mizmul Asaf. It's not called Mizmul Asaf. It's called V'lo Rosh HaOmar. Okay? Now, it's to tell the Rishayim, you must do tshuva if you want to be part of this Simchas Beis Yeshivah. Do tshuva. Do not show up here as a Rasha. I don't want you here. That's number one. And then it says, that's another pasuk that's very important. But I'm just quoting from Rashi. Okay. So that's what you say on the second day. So here's very interesting. This might not be exact. I didn't look in. But we say this on every Wednesday. Kel Nikomis Hashem, Kel Nikomis Sophia. I mentioned this a number of times. I have a block. I cannot remember the Shir Shal Yom for my life. I spoke to a few people told me they have the same thing. Tefillah, I remember Bal Peh. Shir Shal Yom, I have no clue. You ask me, How do you start Wednesday? I don't know how to do it. Can't do it. I don't know what. Huh? So what? But I could say Shemoneh Esrei of Yom Kippur Baal Peh and Rosh Hashanah, even though it's once a year. Whatever. What about Rosh Chodesh? You don't know how to say Tekanta Shabbos. You don't know Musaf Shabbos. Fine. Kel Nekamais. So on Sukkot, we split it in half. We split it in half. The blue part, the bottom part, goes for the third day. And the top part, we switch it up. The top part goes for the fourth day. Third day, fourth day. Not, it doesn't go in order. Why? Okay. So Shleish Imayim, Mi Yakum Li Imireim. This is has to do with the Matnois Anim. You have all these Matanois, and we're telling Klai Yisrael, I know where you are. The kids, sir, you have to be careful with the Matnois Anim. I believe, if I remember correctly. Oh no, there was tsaros in Bayit. Sheni says Rashi, Machiyavan, Avbikin, Nimnoi Milasmoyach, even though they had such tsaros, then they came to the Beis HaMikdash and they were Besimcha. Miyakum Lelana Hatzilenu, who's going to stand up for us? Okay, messed it up. Reviyu Mayayimrim, Binu Bayerim Ba'am. This is that they didn't do. Here it is. Kalen Kama said, this is the beginning of that capital Tehillim, Pasuk Ches, Binu Bayerim Ba'am. That's what it's called because you think that you're fooling me. I know. I hear everything. I see everything. I know you're not giving matnas aniyim. You should give the gifts to the poor. But there's a story about Rameh Shapiro because we're doing Daf Yomi, a little Rameh Shapiro in this capital. Kelen Kamos. It says in the pasuk Imamarti Mataragli. So when he went to collect money, he sang this song, Mavish like Tisha B'Av. I don't know, he sang some song. This is very, very sad. But when he came back, he sang because he came back with a lot of money. So they say that when he left, Ba'atzvus, he came back, it was B'Simcha G'dayla in this pasuk, Rameh Shapiro. That we're doing a scene in Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Mainly in the schos, this whole idea of Daf Yomi. B'chamishim ha'ayimrim, hasi roisi mi sevel shichmoi. So, Perek Pei Aleph, again, we're very familiar, hasi roisi mi sevel shichmoi. Take us out of this, this what? Situation, this terrible golos, yeah, is that? Divrei Tanchumim, says Rashi.
Be able to get up.
But Chafetz Chaim gets credit every day. We learn the Mishnah Brura with this.
When is Chaim coming up? Chav
Dalet El. Chav Dalet El. Which is when? Tomorrow?
And he's the one who Meir Shapiro came to give the whole idea. Who had the, he was a young
right,
rabbi.
Right. Then he said, you do. You say.
Stood up,
yeah. Yeah. Very nice. Ah. Chamishim ha'yorimim. Asi rois mizdav v'shachma. V'shishim ha'yorimim. Yimaitu kol moizdei aretz. Yimaitu kol moizdei aretz. So this is Mizmul Asaf, but it's called based on these words, Yimaitu Kol Moizdei Aretz. So again, this is about Maisris and Matanis Laniyim, Yimaitu Kol Moizdei Aretz, you better be careful to give the Matanis Laniyim. Okay. Vimchal Shabbos Be'echot Mehem. And if Shabbos is in one of the days of Chol HaMoed, so you're going to say Mizmul Shel Yom HaShabbos, that trumps everything. And now you're not going to be able to say the last final one. You might come with Zaretz is going to go out. Yidachem. You might do Yidachem. Rav Safra, Manach Bu Simona, Humbahi. Here's Humbahi. Humbahi, which is Havul Hashem, Vila Rosha, Miyakum, Binu, Hasiroisi, Yimaitu. Visimonach, Ambua, Sari. Rav Papa Manach Bu Simona Hum Habai. So he flips the fourth and the fifth. It's basically almost the same, but the red and the purple get flipped up. And now, how in the world are you going to memorize who said what? Rav Safar said what, and Rav Papa said what? So we have a simon. V'simonach Ambua de Safri. His name is Rav Safra. Safri is a teacher. So it's the school teacher's troop, whatever that means. Okay. Tiyufta de Rav Acha bar Chanina. Now the question is, why can't you say on Shabbos, why do you have to push off Yomaitu? On Shabbos, Chalamayit, say one kapitel Tehillim for Chalamayit and one kapitel Tehillim for Shabbos. You're supposed to, just like you blow the shofar twice, according to Rav Acha, you blow the shofar for Shabbos, you blow the shofar for, so say two kapitel Tehillim. Tiyufta. So it's another reason, Tiyufta de Rav Acha bar Chanina, Tiyufta, and that's why we don't go like Rav Acha. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Acha bar Chanina, Kro Masnisa Ko Amar. He brings a Mefurisha Braisa L'Chaira. Where's the Braisa? No, it was over here, no? Nundal on off, you sure? Bekitzer says in the Braisa, Lashon, seems like the Lashon is that for every Musaf, Hina, Shetoikim, no, he explains it, but it says like this. So that's the pasuk the Gemara is talking about. What do we do with this pasuk? The Braisa says it goes by the musafim. So he understood pshat for every musaf you do another tkiya, you do another night. Mar says no. Loimar, make sure you finish everything and make a prolonged tkiya. Tkiya gdayla. You bring more guys to blow. Okay. Ask the Gemara. V'anan the islon trei yoimi. Asin chutz laaretz. We have 2 days of yontif sveiki de yoima. Heichi avdinon. Now, I would never believe that this is the question with Harashi. But the question is not so much on the shir shel yoim that we were talking about. The question is in Shmoneh Esrei. What do you say in Shmoneh Esrei? Because the first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael, we say, Bayoyim HaSheni. The second day of Chol HaMoed, Bayoyim HaShlishi. But in America, in Manchester, all over the world, what do you do? What do you say? You can't say Bayoyim HaSheni on the second day because it might be Yontif. It's an embarrassment. Bayoyim HaSheni is Chol HaMoed. So what do you do? Abayo Omar Sheni Yidoche. You take Uveyim Hasheni, you toss it away. It goes away for good. And the first day of Chol HaMoed in America, they start saying Uveyim Hashlishi. Rav Amar Shvi Yidoche. The last final day is pushed off, which is Shver. Tanya Gava say the Rava. We have a brisa like Rav Imchal Shabbos Lius Be'echod Mehem. If Shabbos falls out in one of the day we just had, if Shabbos falls out in the middle of Chol HaMoed, you might do Yidacha, remember? We don't say this pasuk. We don't say this kapitel tilim. You might come as the aretz. So one gets pushed off. Okay, so we'll push off the last final day. Just like over here. What is this? This is Yom Vav, right? Yom Vav gets pushed off completely. You might come as the aretz. We don't say this kapitel tilim at all in Sukkot. If this is Shabbos, so too in Chutz La'aretz, you don't say the final day. Asking a Meimar Benardo the Medal Gidaluge. So a Meimar was Mesakin, and that's what they do today in Chutz La'aretz. That on the third day, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, you say Uviyoyim HaShlishi, and then you say Uviyoyim HaSheni. You say Uviyoyim HaSheni also. Uviyoyim HaSheni, Uviyoyim HaShlishi. So it's very interesting. Did you know that if you are an Israeli citizen, or an Israel citizen, and you go to Chutz La'aretz, and you get an Aliyah, what aliyah should you get? Why? Because the way it works here in Eretz Yisrael is, on Sukkot, we lay completely different than in American Chutz La'aretz. What do we do over here? On the first day of Chol HaMoed, we say, Uveyayim HaSheni, and we say it 4 times. There's 4 aliyahs, 4 times in a row. In America, in Chutz La'aretz, they say, Uveyayim HaShlishi, they say, Uveyayim HaSheni, Uveyayim HaShlishi, Uveyayim HaRevi, and then the guy that gets Revi, he does everything. Sheni and Shlishi. Yeah, let me just make sure. That's how the Ramah paskins. I have a siddur that's all bent out of shape. It's from America. It's very different. The siddur in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have this. Let me just make sure. Here we go. Uveyayim HaSheni, Uveyayim HaShlishi, Uveyayim HaRevi, 3 aliyahs, And the fourth aliyah is v'yom hasheni v'yom hashlishi. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, if you're getting an aliyah in America, in Chutz La'aretz, if you're an Israeli, going to Chutz La'aretz, it happens. A lot of people go for Yontif. Make sure you get either the first aliyah, which mentions v'yom hasheni, or the last one, which mentions v'yom hasheni v'yom hashlishi. But do not take the two middle ones. That's only for Chutznikim. Did he leave? Oyvei, here, take this. Be in charge of this. Avi, come, take this, please. All right. Now we are turning to Daf Nun Hey Omid Beis, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group for all those who need Shiduchim, Refuas, Yeshuas. Please join Tehillim.amindav.com and by Shlomo Lazarian from Los Angeles in honor of me, of my wife. For my wife, for being Moiser Nefesh, for the shir.
It's also official.
That's right. The official Mishnah is sponsored by Fishel. Refuah Shleima for Braina Bas Yenta Dvaira. Says the Mishnah, Yonav Arishon Shel Chag, Hoyisham Shloisha Asa Parim. Okay. If you remember, the way to remember it is, every day of Sukkos, they went down one bull. So they started off with 13, I say cows, bulls, all same thing, it's a bull. Started with 13 bulls, 13 plus the first day of Yontif equals 14. So it always equals 14. And it just goes down. The second day is 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. 7 is the last day. 7th day of Yontif plus 7 bulls equals 14. These bulls are all oilos. In addition to these oilos, we have more oilos. We have 14 sheep. We have 2 elim and 1 sa'ir. Okay. A total of 16. Remember this. We have 16 korbanos, 16 opportunities to bring a korban to Hashem. Now, there are 24 mishmaros. All the kohanim are divided into 24 groups. And each mishmar performs the avodah and the beis hamikdash for 1 week. In other words, they perform the avodah and the beis hamikdash twice a year. It's a big deal. And each mishmar is divided today. Fine. But on Yontif, it's all the mishmaros. They're all there. Everybody comes to be oiler regel, so they all do. They perform the avodah. How do they do it? Says the Mishnah, Yontif Rishon Shel Chag Hayisham Shloisha Asar Parim Elim Shnayim V'Sa'ir Echad for a total of 16. Nishtayru Sham. So they take care, you go in order, all the mishmaras, they do the cows, the bulls. We'll see in a second. This thing in the Masifta is very nice. I didn't see another one. But basically, here you go. Here's all the mishmaras. Here's the names. It has all the names, 24 names. 24. You do. The first day has 13 bulls. You go in order, the first 13. The next day has 12 bulls. So you do these 11, but there's 12. So you start from the beginning. So now Yayarev has already 2. The next day, you have 10. 12. Sorry, so I said 11. 12, and then 11. Then 10, 9, you start all over, 8, 7. What happens is that everybody gets 3 bulls, besides the 2 bottom guys get 2 bulls. They only do 2 bulls. Now, you have 13. You have 14 sheep that are left over. How do you divide the sheep? Now, if you have 16 animals that you have to be makriv, so it's 16 korbanos, and you have 24 mishmaros. So you take the 24 minus the 16, you're left with 8. And you have 14 korbanos left. You have 14 sheep that you have to give the 8 mishmaris to do 14 sheep. How do 8 mishmaris do 14 sheep? Here, so I did it like this. I'm going to go through it very quickly. We'll do this one slow. The first day, you have 24 mishmaris, 16 korbanos, and so 16 did the korbanos, right? You have 13 bulls, 2 seer, and 1 goat. So they have 8 left over for the 14 kvasim. So what you do is, 6 out of the 8 do 12 kvasim. 2, 2, 2, 6. Now you're left with 2 sheep. So 2 mishmaris do 1 each. Okay? Now, that's the day, first day. Let's see it inside. Nishtar shom arbaasu kvasim l'shmon nishmaris b'yom rishon shisha makrivim shnayim shnayim, six do the 12 sheep. Now you're left with 2 sheep out of the 14, and then you have shnayim shnayim. Vashar echad echad. Sorry, vashar echad echad. Vashayni, what happens on the second day? Here, Shani, again, now you only have 15 karbanas because there's less cows, one less cow. There's only 12 cows, so 15 karbanas. Now we have 9 mishmaris that didn't bring anything, but the sheep stay the same every day. How do you divide 14 by 9? What you do is, you give 5, 2. 5 groups get 2 sheep each for a total of 10 sheep. How many sheep are you left with? 4, because it's 14 sheep. So the 4 each, 4 plus 5 equals 9. And they take 1 sheep each.
You work backwards. You always make sure that everyone has at least one, and then you
exactly. Exactly. You start every make sure everybody has one, and then whatever's left over, if you can divide it by 2, you divide it by 2. Third day, less 1 cow bull, so you have 14 korbanas. Therefore, 14 minus 24 equals 10. So you have to divide 14 sheep by 10 mishmaris. 6 plus 4 equals 10 mishmaris. 4 out of the mishmaris get 2 each, which is that gets rid of 8 of the sheep, and then so you have 6 left, so 6 mishmaris do 1 each. And it just goes on and on. Bashayni chamishi makrivim shnayim shnayim v'ashar echad echad. Bashlishi arba makrivim shnayim shnayim v'ashar echad echad. Ravi, here we are, the fourth day. You have 13 korbanos. Now you have to divide 11 by 14. So 3 get 2 each, which is a total of 6. And then you have 8 that get 1 each. V'ashar echad echad. Bachamishi shnayim makrivim shnayim shnayim v'ashar echad echad. And b'chamishi would look like this. You only have 12 korbanos because you have one less cow. So 12 plus 12 equals 24. So you have 12 divided by 14 sheep. So you give 2 groups, 2 sheep each, which is 4. Now you have 10 sheep left. Each one does that. B'shishi! Echad makrim shnayim v'hashar echad echad. Here we go. You only have 11 korbanos to take care of. So 11 plus 13, you have 13 mishmaris that didn't do anything yet. They divide 13 by 14. How do you divide 13 by 14? One group gets 2. Now you're left with 12. And each one gets 1 sheep. What do you do on the seventh day? Vashvi kulam shavim. So what does that mean? You have 24 mishmaris, you only have 10 karbanas. So therefore, 14 mishmaris didn't do anything. You have 14 karbanas. Each guy, each mishmar gets 1 karban. Beautiful. Bashmini, but Shmini Atzeres, Chazru Lafayez Kibiru Golem. We learned in Masechta Siyuma, there was a raffle. You put your finger out and you get counts, you take all this. So they do a raffle. Now on Shmini Atzeres, you have only one bull, one isle, one sire, and 7 male sheep. Omru. You can never get consecutive days. Almost. Besides, if you look at this sheet right over here, let's see if I can find it. You notice that it means from the second day on, because on the second day, Yayarov got a bull and a bull. Consecutive. So that's it's a one-time thing. That's not what the Gemara is talking about, or the Mishnah. You keep on going in order like this. You keep on going in order. It says the Gemara name of season Rebbe Yibler Rabbonon. Perhaps our Mishnah goes like Rebbe. This Anya. Parabo b'shmini b'tchilo mefais en olam. Divi Rebbe. So Rebbe says that there's a girl. V'chacham emayrim achas m'shtei m'shmaris d'loi shilshlu b'par m'oysa oysa. No. There's no. It seems like there's no girl over here. I feel the tamer abanon. There's 2 mishmaris left. They have to make a girl between the 2. You don't just give it to one. So there is a girl. It says that every single mishmar gets 2 to 3 bulls. Besides, these 2 bottom guys get 2 bulls, and that's it. Everybody gets 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2. Everybody gets 3. Besides the last 2. Name a Rebbe, v'lo Rabbanon, because according to Rabbanon, at least 1 mishmar, 1 out of the 2, gets 3. They're going to do a pious between these 2 groups for the Shmini Atzeres bull. Says Gemara, no. Miley Shishu Parachag. Don't stick in Shmini Atzeres over here. We're not talking about Shmini Atzeres. We're talking about Yantif, Chsukas. Sukkos, two groups only get two bulls. You're right. There's, one of these two groups is going to get a third bull, but it's not part of Yantav. It's part of Shmini Atzeres, which is another Yantav. So what's the big chiddush then? Yeah, we know math. All we want to tell you is this idea that you never get one bull after another. You have to. It goes in a certain order. Omer Eliezer. Hanishiv and Parim can I get me? Why are there 70 bulls keneged, right? 13 plus 12 plus 11 plus 10 plus 8, 9, 7 equals 70. Why are there 70 bulls? Keneged shivim mumois. To help out all the nations of the world. So Sukkot is about water. There shouldn't be drought in the world. Help them out. Payichidi lama. So why is there one single bull on Shmini Atzeres? Keneged uma yichida for Klai Yisrael. Moshele mele basuf adam shomar la avodav. Asuli sudik doyla. Make me a huge feast for many days. And finally, he says to his beloved, "Aseli sudik tano kadesh yehenem imcha." I want to show you that you're beloved to me. I want to be one on one with you. Or Rabbi Yochanan, "Oy lohem lo'ovdi kechavim sheibdu ve'in yodim mashibdu." They lost the mizbeach and they don't even know about it. Bizman shabeis hamikdash kayom mizbeach mechaper aleihem ve'achshav mi mechaper aleihem. Who's going to help Klai Yisrael? In other words. So, the question is, what about Klai Yisrael? They also lost the Mizbeach. They also lost the Mizbeach. Another question is, why is the Mizbeach?
They didn't know.
They didn't know. Okay. Fine. So, I saw the Lishmoy. This kasha bothered me. The Lishmoy B'Limudim answers two kashas. This, and why does it say that the Mizbeach? It's the animal that you bring them. It's not the Mizbeach so much. So, he says, because Jews have Unushamu Parim Sefaseinu, that we don't need the Mizbeach. We could daven to Hashem, and in fact, I want to be Moisef to Him. In Sechtes Tainus, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, I promise you, and he says, how could I trust you? What if Klai Yisrael sins and there's going to be another Mabul? And he says, take these Elim, and he says, but what if there's no Mizbeach? And I can't bring a Karban. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, whoever's Isaac with Karbanus, learns Hilchas Karbanus, is Ke'ilu. He's makir v'karban. I want to tell you, Omar the Gazach, I got to finish off. I know it's almost unbelievable going that I saw. If you hold cup. He says like this. The Zohar says that the Umas Ha'ilam is basically Yishmal and Esav. That was the main Umas. The rest just nourished from those Umas. Yishmal is called in the Torah, is called Seir Izim. And Esav is called the Sa'ir. So he says, unbelievable. If you notice in the Torah, the first, second, and fourth day in the Torah says Seirizim. Why not the third day? But the third, fifth, sixth, seventh, it says Seir. What's going on here? It says the Vilgaina Gainus. Because since it's the two nations basically that have to divide the 70 Karbanas, so 70 divided by 2 is 35. So if you take the first day, you do 13 Karbanas, plus 12 Karbanas, that's 25. What's the next? 11. 11 plus 25. Is 36. You can't give them 36 karbanas to Yishmal, to Seirizim. So we skip them and we go to Esav. Then we do Seir. On the fourth day, we come back to Yishmal and we give him 10 for a total of 35. So it is unbelievable. Gainus. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Really?
Huh?
Really?
No.